The Trump administration says its aggressive tariff strategy is paying off for American agriculture, claiming billions in gains and a major shift in global trade. Now the nation's top ag trade negotiator says that strategy will continue at full throttle. CJ Miller has the story.
For agriculture negotiations, the reciprocal tariffs truly have been a game changer for us.
That's Julie Callahan, U.S. Chief Agricultural Negotiator. Speaking earlier this week at a trade symposium at the University of Nebraska, she says the ag trade deficit has improved significantly since the beginning of President Trump's second term.
So if you look at January of 2025, that month alone, the United States had a $6.5 billion agricultural trade deficit with the world. If you look at January of 2026, so 1 year later, the ag trade deficit was $1.75 billion. So there is evidence that the policies that have been in place for a year are actually resulting in tangible benefits.
According to Callahan, Trump's tariffs and trade policies have cut the ag trade deficit by $4.75 billion last year alone.
We were projected to have a continually ballooning agricultural trade deficit, despite in the past having a very substantial agricultural trade surplus. We are a powerhouse of ag producers. There is no reason why we should have a spiraling agricultural trade deficit. You know, my fixation, I will admit it is a fixation, is get back to reciprocity in agriculture.
Even though the U.S. Supreme Court recently struck down a number of Trump's tariffs, Callahan adds that the president's trade policies will continue to move forward.
I will say we still have the Section 122 tariffs that are in place. So we have not slowed down in terms of our negotiations with trading partners. So while there are a number of legal authorities for the president to impose tariffs, the tools may change. The legal mechanism for the tariffs may change, but our trade policy has been and still remains consistent.
Read the full story at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.